What a day. Maybe taking a full course load wasn't such a good idea. At least there's nothing I need to get done tonight. Oh, hi. Can I help you? You're in one of my courses, aren't you? Art Education 203, right? French 101. Gotcha. I don't think we've spoken before. There's a lot of people taking that class, you know. So what's up? Do you need something? Oh, sorry. I don't mean to be rude. It's just been a long day, and I'm looking forward to getting home. You know how it is. Oh, I'm doing okay. Just tired, like I said. But that's college life, right? How about you? Yeah, that's a mood. A study session tonight. I'm sorry. I've got to pass. Like I said, I'm tired. I just want to get home. Maybe another night, okay? At your place. Yeah, no. No offense, but I don't know you. I'm not accusing you of anything, though. I just don't want to go to someone's apartment when I don't really know them. Being in one course together doesn't mean we know each other. I only have a couple of friends in that class out of, what, 40 people? Again, I'm not trying to be rude. I just need to get home. And wouldn't you know it, here's my bus. I've gotta go. I'll see you in class tomorrow. Okay, bye! God, that was weird. It wasn't even that they were socially awkward. If they were just an introvert struggling to meet people or something, I could understand that, but no. It was that intense look in their eyes. Like the way a cat stares at a bird through the window. It doesn't look bad on the surface, but you know if the glass wasn't in the way, it could get bad really fast. How pushy they were, and how they were so insistent that they knew me. How upset they got when I said I didn't know them. They weren't awkward. They were creepy. Maybe I should drop that course. No, that's kind of extreme. I'll ask Roger and Mandy if I can sit with them from now on. Might discourage them. Ugh, why did this have to happen tonight of all nights? Oh, no, no. Let it go. Let it go. It's over now. I don't have Frenchie in for a few days. I'll worry about it then. Until then, just make it through the night. You'll be okay. Everything will be okay. Just chill. Alright, almost home. If only I could have gotten a place in the city. I'm not a fan of these hour-long commutes to and from the outskirts. At least the woods are nice out here. Plenty of privacy. Looks like people are already settling down for the night. Good. I'll just stop at home, drop my stuff off. Should I bother making dinner? Nah, I'm sure I'll eat later. I haven't seen that car out here before. Someone must have gotten a new vehicle. Or maybe someone's moved into the neighborhood? Who knows? It's a nice car, though. They've been behind me for a few minutes now. Like they're... Oh God. Are they following me? No. That's them. I can see them through the windshield. It's that creep from the bus stop. They followed the goddamn bus! I don't have time for this. What do I do? What do I do? I'm only a few minutes from home. No, I can't let them know where I live. I could go to one of the neighbors, get them to call the cops. No, I can't do that. It's going to be dark soon. I can't get other people involved. Damn it. I have no choice. I have to go into the woods. They can't follow me in there with their car. Right? Right. I'll go deep into the woods. They'll lose me. I'll be hidden. They'll have to give up. It's dark, but this should be far enough for now. I'll go deeper afterwards, but there's no way. No. No, 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 no! What the hell are you doing here? What's wrong with you? Stay back! What are you talking about? Listen, you need serious help. Please, leave me alone. Now! I said stay back! This is your last warning. Please, I don't want to hurt you. No. No, 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 no. It's too late now. For God's sake, run.
What's that look for? You said you knew me. Didn't you know about this? Oh, I'm still me. It's just that under the full moon, I change. Just a bit. All of my inhibitions go away. Those base instincts and impulses we all abhor so much that we try to lock them away and deny them. Under the full moon, I embrace them fully and completely. Werewolf. Sure, call it whatever you like. But enough about me. Let's talk about you. You've been watching me, haven't you? Maybe this isn't even the first time you've followed me somewhere. Oh, you have been nosy, haven't you? Tell me, how did you picture this going? Even if you didn't expect this, what did you really think I was going to do if everything went your way? Tell me! Is that so? You just wanted to be around me? Am I supposed to swoon? Am I supposed to have a change of heart and be overcome by the romance of it all? Because that's not happening. At least I'm honest. It's too late for excuses. It's too late to apologize. You picked the wrong victim. And how unlucky for you, you picked the wrong knight as well. If it had been any other, I would have just gone to a neighbor and had them call the police. But now... now I'll do whatever the hell I want. And now the creep who thinks they're owed my affection has just stumbled upon me. What do you think I want to do now? Oh, it won't be so simple. First, I want to play a game. Yes, it's not every day I get an opportunity like this. I'm going to savor it. You followed me enough. Now I get to follow you. I'm going to turn around and count to 10. It'll make this all the more interesting for me. Once I reach 10, I'll come for you. So I suggest you start running. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's right. Get going. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Feel? How do you like the fear? You think I can't find you? I can hear your heart beating itself against your chest. I can smell your sweat and terror. How does it feel to have nowhere to go? This is what you imagined for me, is it not? Oh, what now? Didn't you want to be around me? Didn't you think you knew me? Well, how about I introduce you to the real me?